It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How many times have you scrolled through and found a play that you called once or twice in the season and they were home runs? Never, you know? And no. So it should be a very valuable lesson to us that one hit wonders, if you will, are usually not a good way about going about business in offensive football.
In today's episode of Coach and Coordinator, I have an insightful conversation with head coach Tom Herman from Florida Atlantic University about the impact of technology in coaching and how it has revolutionized the way football strategies are developed and executed. We delve into the world of cutting-edge tools and technology that are shaping the future of coaching. Stay tuned for some fascinating insights and perspective from Coach Herman on leveraging technology, and stay tuned for our Winning Edge takeaways following the interview. What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158 or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes. On today's podcast, I'm joined by the head coach of Florida Atlantic, Tom Herman. We're going to dig into a number of things today, a lot of them revolving around some of the ideas of technology and everything that is out there today. But Coach, I'm excited to be talking to you here today and to dig into some of these topics.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate you having me.
So, I mean, we probably could have recorded all the pre-gaming we were doing talking about some of these ideas, but we're out of time. I think it's exciting. Like, the technology is really coming into use and we see it widespread. I know the pandemic has shifted our thoughts on a lot of things. I mean, you and I talk like most of the job now can actually be done remotely.
Yeah. Other than being physically at practice, which is obviously a very important part of what we do, but you realize after 2020, you know, I can call recruits from home. I can Zoom or FaceTime them from home. I can have meetings and a virtual chalkboard. I can break down film from my iPad sitting in bed. There's a lot of things that the technology has made the efficiency of our work a lot easier.
I have to ask you, as the head coach, has it changed your thought process on how you guys go about your day and your workflow and what you do in the office versus what you do at home?
Yeah, I've never been a big schedule, you know, have rigid office hours and you know, work the guys till whenever. We've got a rule. Nothing goes on the game plan that was suggested after 10 p.m. So, like, we've got most of our guys will have left the building by 10 p.m. during the season, even on the most hectic of nights, you know, Sunday, Monday. But I like to think, you know, we're efficient. You and I, before, we were talking about a book that really shaped me, Developing an Offensive Game Plan by Brian Billick. And I'd never called a play. I was a Division III wide receivers coach, right? But it taught me about overage and percentage and all of the numbers involved in game planning that were important. And we've tried to adhere to that level of discipline throughout. And so we don't work for the sake of working. I can promise you that.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story, and you may have heard it because you worked at Ohio State, but boy, it was when Woody Hayes was there, and I think it was Tiger Ellison. Those guys would guard their desks. So Tiger, every now and then, would try to get out of that building early, and in order to do that, he'd walk down the hallway backwards so that if Woody came out the one of the doors, he could
look like he's going right back to his office. That's great.
So there's still ways around it, but you talked about Brian Billick's template. And I still think it's as relevant as ever. And when I talk to, offensive coordinators at every level, it seems the number that they come, number of plays in a game plan they come up with always are really, what Billick talks about in there. You hear the number 26 a lot. I think his was somewhere between 26 and 32, but the overage was an important part in understanding that. And I think, as we get into more and more the use of analytics that, we're able to see and evaluate how we're doing as coaches very quickly. I mean, I don't know how many times you've done it in your career where you work all week long and put reps into something and then you go back through and you didn't even call the play.
Right. Oh, yeah. We have one, like, this is the most amazing thing ever. So we put just how silly offensive coaches and names of plays and all that stuff. So we put in a pop pass to go play Kansas State, right? And we called it Apple, for the little apple, right? Manhattan, Kansas. And so we rep it all week. Never called it, like you said, never called it, but Apple, that was our pop pass. We didn't have any other pop passes in the offense. We were going to sneak the H back up, through the line of scrimmage and throw them a little pop pass versus too high. Never got called. Well, fast forward a few weeks later, we start talking about another pop pass for another opponent. And we're like, well, what do we call that pop pass versus Kansas State? And we're like, Apple. Oh, okay. For the little Apple. Well, then this one, we got to call it something like Apple too. So this one will be called Fuji. And then next thing you know, we've got this whole series of pop passes named after apples. Like, we've got Macintosh and all the different things. And finally, like, a quarterback asked, Coach, why are all the pop passes called apples? And we're like, well, it's a long story, but honestly, it's because of a play we never even damn called, And so it is amazing to me the time, even the ones that you do, Keith, like when you go back and you watch the season cut-ups or whatever, how many times have you scrolled through and found a play that you called once or twice in the season and they were home runs? Never. So it should be a very valuable lesson to us that one hit wonders, if you will, are usually not a good way about going about business in offensive football.
Yeah, we get so keyed up about them and they never win us a game.
Never.
It's always the execution of the things that we do over and over.
Yeah. Like I said, everybody runs inside zone, everybody runs quarters coverage, everybody's got fly motion. There's no secret offense. There's no secret defense. We're going to run our inside zone a little bit better, a little tougher, with hopefully a little bit better players than you do. But to think that as coaches, we've got some kind of magical answers in the plays that we run, I think, when I hear guys even talk like that, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, it's easy with all the things we do. We get caught up in a lot of bells and whistles. And I think we're, in some ways, when you look at all the things and all the products coming about now in technology, we have a lot of that. And we still want to be efficient with our time. I think the worst thing you can do, and I see this happen all the time, I've been guilty of it, as a coach, we have our way of doing things, we find something new, and instead of evolving and saying, okay, this is the way we do it now, We just add a piece to it, and now our workflow becomes even more complicated. So, you know, we have to filter through those things before we get into maybe some of these ideas and some of the stuff that's out there. You and I were connected by Kristen Seagen, who's the founder and CEO of Modern Football Technology. They're doing some incredible things, but thought us talking, we would resonate a lot with the idea of technology. You told me a story of just you, how you thought about it and getting into it as you were a GA and trying to, you know, do some things that I guess were more technology advanced. I mean, what part of you as you've grown up in this game, as you've grown up in a coach, how much has making sure you're on top of the technology been a part of the way?
It is certainly passed me by. Like I spent a year with the Chicago Bears just as an analyst and kind of an undefined role, if you will. And I said, guys, the one thing I can't do is draw on Vizio. Like, I don't know how to do that. And I know the young guys do, but that's an exercise in futility if you ask me to do that. And so I love what Christian and his company, you know, the Modern Football Technology, because I've always thought, I believe in that stat, you know, the principle of statistics, the principle of probabilities, let's put it that way. Like, if the probability of a good outcome doing X is 60%, and the probability of a good outcome doing Y is 40%, I'm probably going to choose X most of the time. And not all the time. I don't think we'll ever get to a point where, you know, analytics and data truly call a game, because there are immeasurables when the data is static, especially. And what Christian and Modern Football Technology had done, it's made your breakdown, your percentages, real time. And so analytics is just a fancy word. I promise you, Keith, back in 1962, Vince Lombardi knew the percentage of times the Kansas City Chiefs blitzed on 3rd and 3 to 6. I promise you,
right,
he did.
Right.
Like,
right,
we can call it whatever we want to call it, but he knew that percentage, right? And game planned according to that. And so what has never been done before is the real-time analytics. We all have historical data that we're using to base our 3rd and 3 to 6 game plan, our red zone game plan, our 1st and 10 game plan. That's all based off video and historical data. Well, what about like Virginia Tech when they played us at Ohio State in 2014 and they got off the butts playing bear cover zero and we didn't rep one play versus bear cover zero. And so now the entire game plan has to change. And so that's a very extreme matter, but you may go into a game saying, hey, they blitz 10% of the time on 3rd and 3 to 6. Great, we're going to have this game plan. And then you look up, and in the third quarter, they blitzed you in that game 80% on 3rd and 3 to 6. Well, your next 3rd and 3 to 6 call should probably represent the 80% of times they've been doing it in the game that you're playing, rather than the 10% of time that you've been studying from historical data. So I think having real-time analytics that can be updated as the game progresses is, you know, kind of next-level stuff. And I think they're on the cutting edge, but I think it's something that everybody can benefit from.
For sure. I was talking to a high school coach the other day who's using it, and obviously at the high school level, they can use the in-game analytics, at least in their state. And he was talking about P&10, and they were having an efficiency of 71% throwing the ball on P&10. And, you know, he says, as long as it was staying right there, we knew we should keep throwing the ball. But then as soon as we saw it dip, and I forget what percentage he said, 65% dip to 65, like that's our trigger of we need to be calling something else. And I think that's what it allows you to do as the coaches I've talked to is, one, they start to understand better where their play calls are going to go over the course of a game. And so they're talking about those things over the course of the week. It's not a tool that, oh, we're just going to take out this stuff and use it on game day. You're using it over the course of the week to help you understand, here's where our game plan is. Here's when we make adjustments. Here's the adjustments that we make.
Yeah, it's a tool, not a replacement. It's an added, it's the same as when they, in my opinion, when they digitized video, right? No more reel to reel and all that stuff. Like it's just where technology is going. And like you said, it's not just the in-game, but it's the ability to also make you realize all of the different scenarios that you do come in play with throughout a game and prepare for them throughout the course of the week too.
Yeah. We were talking, I was sharing with you, you know, Homer Smith in his book in 1970 envisioned a time when computers would be used to call plays. And
I'm not watching that game. I'm just telling you, if that ever happens, I'm not watching it.
And I don't know that that's true, but I also think like it's something that you shouldn't be afraid of. It's something that you're not going to rely on 100%. I'm a fan of The Office, right? The episode where Michael Scott's using GPS to get somewhere and he drives into the lake because the machine knows, the machine told him to go that way, right? Like that's, if you follow anything blindly, of course, I mean, there's so many things, you're just trying to make a more informed decision. And that's what the technology is allowing
you. That's the greatest way to put it. Like we subscribe to a binder that, you know, has all the fourth down analytics on when to go for it and not go for it. And it is updated every week. I mean, it's the best thing I've seen. It is off the charts detailed. It factor, we don't even get the updated binder until like Thursday of game week because they want to factor in weather forecasts and injuries and all of the above. And so inevitably, you know, you get stopped on fourth down because we go for it more than most on fourth down because the numbers say to do it. I don't know about you, but if the dealer, you're playing blackjack and the dealer is showing a six and you got a five, I'm not hitting. I'm going to do what the numbers tell me to do. Now, does that mean I'm going to win all of them? No, it doesn't. But the numbers tell me to stay because he's going to bust. So I do that. And I follow the rules of analytics, you know, the rules of probability. And I don't know why you wouldn't when, you know, you've got a 60% chance of success doing X and only a 40% chance doing Y. Why would you choose to do Y over X? But to your point, I defend the binder in our decisions quite often in post-game press conferences. And I think people would be shocked at how much I go against the binder. You know, the binder, like, we'll be minus 32 and fourth and six, and it's like, go for it. I'm like, the hell, we're going for it? No, pump the damn ball. And so it'll never, the numbers, a computer, an algorithm, whatever the case may be, there's still the human element that understands the flow, understands that every game has its own personality, has its own feel, and that'll never be replaced by an algorithm.
Yeah, I agree with you there. As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser. I've always been interested in the use of technology to make our jobs more effective, so I'm excited to continue sharing modern football technology with you here on the podcast. This innovative system leverages tendencies to improve self-scouting, game planning, and in-game decision-making at the speed of the game. Modern football stands out because it's a battle-tested platform used by teams at all levels, like four-time national champion Bishop Gorman, the five-time California State champion Folsom Bulldogs, six-time Texas State champion Lake Travis, Cal football, and the CFL's Grey Cup champions, the Montreal Alouettes. So book a demo today to see why these teams trust modern football technology. Visit www.teammofo.com/demo and mention Coaching Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code CC10 to receive 10% off your first year.
in looking at the other technology that's coming into play, I'm not quite sure where the rule changes are or where they might go, but we've certainly talked quite a bit this last year about the way that we call our plays in and, you know, why aren't we using some of the technology that's available out there? What are your thoughts on that? And do you see that coming along here soon in helmet communication?
Yeah, college will have the in-helmet communication this year, which is great. And we will have tablets with video on the sideline. But unfortunately, I think we didn't go far enough. The technology's there to give us a damn laptop in the press box so that we can, you know, update our analytics real time, and data entry would be much easier and all of that. And then we still haven't approved the go route. I don't know a better way to put it. The wristband, the digital wristbands. So we mess around with the helmet communicator during spring, and we'll use it certainly, but there's still a signaling element if you're going to be no huddle. Now, whether that's the quarterback signaling to the wide receivers or the sideline signaling to the wide receivers, unless you want to huddle every play, you've got to have a mechanism to signal. And then now you get into people videotaping, people signals. You know, what happened with Michigan, I had heard stories about an old Hall of Fame coach that was doing that 20 years ago, you know, and I heard the story 20 years ago. Yeah. So it's been happening, and I don't know how to get around, unless you want to huddle every snap. We really haven't solved that problem until we get either helmet communicators and all 11 players on the field in their helmets, or we get the digital wristbands, you know. But if you want to be no huddle, there's still going to be an element of signaling involved.
Yeah. Do you feel it's just gone too short? I mean, is it because obviously there's cost to doing that? Is it because people want to keep the playing field level, or
I don't know. Cost prohibitiveness was always the defense as to why we didn't do the helmet thing. And there's a legitimate argument there. I know the American Conference, it's going to cost probably close to $1 million a program to rewire, you know, the stadiums, to buy the technology, to upkeep the technology. So it's not cheap. Now it's much cheaper than it used to be. So why they haven't gone as far, if we're going to spend $1 million, spend the extra $100,000 for the digital wristbands, in my opinion, or the laptops. But I'm not taking away from the victory that we got. We finally do have the helmet communicators and video on the sideline, but I think we left some meat on the bone to hopefully come back to here in the next year or two.
Yeah. I mean, the signal, call it stealing, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's something everybody has done. I know when I was a high school coach, I would take, you know, if we were facing a team that was signaling things in, we weren't at the time, but we faced some no huddle teams, and I would just take my guys who were on the JV team who were baseball players, because they knew how to pick off signals. I'm like, I want you to figure this out. And they would always have it after a quarter, right? I remember one game we forced a team to huddle because we were yelling out their plays.
Game, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, that's the gamesmanship. And if you're able to steal our signals in the middle of, you know, throughout the course of a game with no advanced prep, then shame on us. We need to be better.
Well, it's still hard to adjust, right? Still hard to adjust all this. You might know as the coach, but I mean, it's you know, Coach Leach's little rant about lip readers, right? And everybody holding their call sheets up, and you know, you can't.
We're so self-important, guys. Just because you can say that, you know, I could tell that you were saying deuce right, 052, Y shallow, Z banana. Awesome. I would have to know exactly how to speak your language and what all those words meant. And then I would have to, within the span of probably 8 to 10 seconds, figure out a defense to call and get that communicated to all 11 players on defense. Like, like what are we talking about, guys? You know, so I think there's a lot of stuff we as coaches, we do that we take ourselves way too seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do think, you know, a lot of the stuff we have, and I always tell guys like you know, high school level, you guys have this technology. I don't know why you're not using it in practice, like instant replay for yours. You know, I told you I was introduced to Go Route. I did some stuff, you know, writing some articles on them. I got their system free for a year. I also got some free instant replay technology, which we couldn't use except in practice, but it was amazing. And, you know, the 1 year it was as simple as I had my student assistant holding my phone up and I had my iPad and we were no huddle. So there were our guys would have the script and they're doing their operations on the sideline. And in between plays, I could actually see what was going on. You know, you hear coaching off. Well, we coach off. I was coaching off of film in between plays.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like there is, I think, a lot of opportunity because this stuff is it expensive? Yes. But I mean, when you think about, well, I'm using this every day, I think there's a lot of opportunities in practice to become a lot more efficient and to become a better teacher because this is all about teaching, right?
Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head, you know, in terms of teaching. And I think that's, we're just really high paid teachers. That's all. And, you know, the old adage, it's not how much you know, it's how much they know and can execute. And so anytime that we have advanced, I've seen high schools literally that have those little mini jumbotrons, I guess it's an oxymoron, but like the ones on the little trailers, you know, and they'll come off the sideline while the twos are on and they'll watch that whole rack or whatever, just kind of sitting there and coaching while the other unit is out there, and then boom, whistle blows and they go back on the field, get their 6-8 plays and then come back and instant feedback. I think it's phenomenal.
Well, and it's smart too for them, because when you think about it, that's how their game day operates as well. Because they're going to get their offense off the field and they're going to have those meeting times. I know you guys use Go Route. You brought that up and we talked about them. How much more efficient has that made
practices
for you guys?
To not have cards, running a scout team is like nirvana, right? I remember as a graduate assistant, that being the bane of our existence, right? The scout team cards and getting them right and all that. And so now when you can literally just take whatever drawing you had, you know, that you put, I'm sure, in the scouting report or game plan for your players and just copy and paste it. And you press a button and the drawing shows up on the kid's wristband. That's a game changer, man. It's an absolute game changer. You want to talk about two technologies, modern football tech and Go Route, in terms of the efficiency they've provided in coaches' lives, just their work, the amount of mindless work, drawing scout team cards, inputting data. I mean, they've taken it and hopefully allowed coaches a chance to go tuck their kids in to bed or maybe get home for a real dinner one night, because they've saved some time doing that monotony.
Yeah, for sure. Saved a lot of brain cells not inhaling those Sharpie.
That's right.
Yeah. As well. Well, to wrap things up, Coach, we've been focused on technology. When you look at this as a head coach, I'm sure a lot of different things come across your desk and guys wanting to use this or that. What's the filter for you on, is this tool going to be good for us? Is it something that can help us? What things do you really evaluate to say, yeah, let's move forward with this, or nah, this isn't going to work?
Well, I think, you know, at a place like FAU, much like most, you know, cost matters. And so I've got to say, okay, we've got a budget that's this. This is going to cost us this. Okay, that's, you know, 1% of our budget. Is this going to get us 1% better? You know what I mean? Or whatever it is, you know, I think it's always the value that it adds. Can we win games without most of this stuff? Yeah, we can. But you've always got to weigh the value that it provides you, the time savings that it provides you, the energy savings that it provides you versus the cost. And for us, those two products specifically are well worth the cost, and as are others. But I think that's the biggest thing as a head coach. is, you know, kind of weighing that value versus the cost. But because so much technology is becoming more and more affordable, it is kind of bringing all the cool stuff in sport technology to the common folk now.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and sharing some ideas with us here on the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. And certainly best of luck to you and the Owls here in 2024.
All right, Keith. Appreciate you having me, man. Go Owls.
Here are winning edge takeaways and ideas for implementation. One, evaluate cost versus value. You should assess the cost of implementing technology tools against the value they provide. Consider how much the tool can enhance efficiency, effectiveness, and overall performance compared to its cost. Prioritize tools that offer significant value and align with the team's budget. Two, embrace time-saving solutions. Look for technology solutions that streamline tasks and save time for both coaches and players. For example, tools like Modern Football Technology, which streamlines data entry and game planning processes, can significantly reduce time spent on administrative tasks, allowing you as coaches to focus on more strategic planning and player development. And three, stay open to innovation. Embrace technological advancements that can revolutionize your coaching methods and improve your team's performance. Be open to exploring new tools and methodologies that can provide real-time analytics, enhance in-game decision-making, and offer innovative ways to teach and communicate with players effectively. In a rapidly evolving landscape, stay adaptable and open to innovation that can give you and your team a competitive edge. Thank you to our supporting partner, Modern Football Technology. It's a battle-tested platform that provides real-time self-scout and opponent tendencies while eliminating manual tagging into Huddle, DV Sport, and Exos. It's trusted by teams at every level. To see how top coaches leverage this platform for in-game decision-making and play-calling success, to book a demo, visit www.teammofo.com/demo and mention Coaching Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code CC10 when signing up for a demo to receive 10% off your first year. Technology can be expensive. Be sure to visit our partner, Vertical Raise, who's able to help you raise more money with their innovative platform that harnesses the power of technology. Go to verticalraise.com to learn more. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow us on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.